Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to our guests, Mo Egger from Cincinnati. That was a great segment. If you missed it, go back, listen. It was at 11 o'clock on the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. Paul Charchian, Jarrett Payton, and Mark Grody. Thanks to Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, and the birthday boy, Brandon Fryer. Happy birthday to Brandon. Thanks to Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. Thanks to everybody who texted in with a lot of fun comments today. Everybody on the Twitch mob, always a good time. And now, thanks to Marshall Harris, thanks to Matt Spiegel for being here, and thanks to Lawrence Holmes for being here. Transition is brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar. Ice cold beer, legendary food.
What up, good people?
Hi.
Hi!
How are you?
Oh, man, we're good.
I'm okay. Hypnotized by the glossiness of your Chicago Cubs logo.
Yeah, this is a good jacket. I like this jacket. I wear it too often because I like it.
Is it Sherpa lined?
You know?
What's wrong with wearing something that you like?
I wish I had other jackets that I liked, other jackets and hoodies. And you guys, I got to tell you, the hoodie game for you, Lawrence, the hoodie and quarter zip game is very strong.
It's where I live.
And Marshall's t-shirt game is incredibly strong.
Yeah.
So I feel, you know, as you know, my top button swag button down game
is very strong.
So yes, it's hard. Usually my lane. When I stray out of that lane and go either to Lawrence's lane or Marshall's lane, I struggle with some self-confidence.
It's just about building a uniform. And that's a good build. That's a really cool hoodie.
Thank you very much.
I'm with you on the idea of building a uniform.
Yeah. No,
solid color dresses times infinity for a million years. Blazers were in and out of the process. Yeah.
I went with solid color dresses for a while, but it just didn't take.
So solid color is always a good choice on TV. And you guys do a lot of TV work.
Stripes.
I'm retired.
Stripes. Oh, you did Fox the other night, didn't you?
Yeah, but
I saw all the videos. They keep posting them on the
I'm
social
retired
medias.
Too, then. If just occasional work means you're retired, I'm also retired.
I'm not actively looking to do any sort of TV. If TV comes and finds me, that's fine, but I'm not like, you know.
So I'm like playing a really bad game of hide and seek is what you're saying.
I like the image of your TV coming to find you, just like walking around the house.
Where's
Lawrence? Where are you?
Like a Dire Straits video?
Yes.
That seems like that would be the case.
I think so. Like seeking out Lawrence.
And plus, we kind of do TV here. It's weird.
Content
though.
Is becoming content.
Yeah.
You know, that's really the case.
And it's a more comfortable space, and you can wear quarter zips and hoodies and t-shirts.
Yeah. You can expand
I'll say
on
this,
things.
The lies that we tell ourselves or that we have been told about, you know, you look good, you feel good, you feel good, you play good. I disagree. You feel good, you look good, and you play good. Like, feel good first. I'm a functional dresser.
It's interesting. I think that as a concept, it works in a circular fashion, probably for me,
okay.
If I'm being honest. Like, if I feel good, then I can, you know, I can rock it. But if I'm not feeling good, then I might need to rock it to help me feel good.
I'm not just saying this because they're a sponsor and they've sent me clothes. But when Flag and Anthem did, I don't have as many, like, just cute casual clothes because I spent so much money on previously, like, formal stuff for work. It was nice to like mix in some new shirts and stuff from Flag of Anthem. I was like, oh, this is cute. This is the part of my wardrobe that is like the least represented. And it did make me feel a little better to have a little pep in my step. And it wasn't necessarily more functional. It was fashionable. It's comfortable. But, I thought about the fashion first.
If I could wear a hoodie and a t-shirt every day, I would be in a hoodie and a t-shirt every day.
But the thing is that I think that even with it, maybe not at 7, because they'll probably be the last bastion of this, but we're getting close to, if you want to put on a light hoodie underneath a jacket, that has now become acceptable television wear.
So when I was at NBC
he's trying.
Five,
he's trying. It's the lineman. What's his name? I'm sorry, Layla. It's
Andrew.
It's Whitworth. He's doing it.
Sports is different, but like when the edict was issued at NBC Five that they didn't have to wear ties, the viewers were not okay with
it. Yeah, they were not.
No. Nope.
You remember when Marquee...
Formal space, they wanted you to wear ties.
Remember when Marquee went the other way and they had Len Casper and Jim Deshays wearing ties?
And it was ridiculous.
It was awkward.
That's how it was in San Diego for a long time when I was at Fox Sports San Diego.
Yeah, same at Fox Sports. They made them wear ties.
And then they had to do the whole... We get it. Promo with them going into polos.
That was
in the
other direction. That was a clever promo.
Yeah,
too.
It's a nice. It's a good pivot.
We get all of it, and it's still one of their things.
Yeah, they still
we
do
get
that.
All of it.
However, am I breaking out the hoodie that Marshall got me tomorrow because I was waiting for a special occasion?
What's the hoodie, or do we not get to know until tomorrow at 10?
No, you can know because I love it. North Texas and Navy.
Oh,
so
big game.
Friday, I am wearing my North Texas hoodie that Marshall got me as a gift.
There you go.
It's from home field. I'm very excited. This is 7-win teams.
Have you been hit up yet to save the coach? Have you been, as an alum, as a famous alum,
you know
they've been
funny?
Like, Layla?
I got an email today because I'm on the North Texas email list. I got an email today that there was a multi-million-dollar gift to the athletics department on behalf of two benefactors, and I'm like, hey,
wait, where do you get that?
Y'all saving any of that for our coach there, Eric Morris?
Where do you get that call to help on the buyout? Could you contribute $5 million towards our $45 million buyout when it's time to go that direction?
Mark Rohde did it the right way. Notice how he's doing ads for Illinois State.
That's how he contributes.
About time.
He's getting money from his alma mater.
Bingo. Also, that's how you do it.
Thanks for asking, Lawrence. No one's asked me about saving my coach.
No, you're...
There's social media videos made about the North Texas head coach. I'm living in a brave new world.
Marshall, I love you, truly. And you know that in somewhere deep in my heart, I have love for State because my family is...
Down the road,
but I hope nothing but bad things for your head coach.
Wow. That's what you're doing?
Nothing but bad things.
Wait, this is Lane or no?
No.
It's
no.
Mississippi State.
Jeff Lebby.
Jeff, okay.
The bag man for Art Briles.
Got you.
Did that though?
Yeah.
No.
Lane might not be at Ole Miss anymore either. So,
dude, Lane Kiffin is the big winner
world.
In all of this.
I think they're going to pay him to stay.
I think they are too, but
he's
going to
own the state.
It's funny. I mean, I know that we're not really the college football place that people come from, but considering we have someone who lived in Mississippi for a while, I think Lane has done a really good job of very quietly moving away from Rebels. If you look at the gear that they wear on the sidelines, like, it's not really even Ole Miss, it's Mississippi now. And I think that Lane's done a great job of being like, how about we tamp down a little bit of the old stuff that we be doing over here.
Yeah, he did the whole the remake on a lot of the restaurants that if this doesn't work out, we can just go get another restaurant and put it here and nobody will be any the wiser.
Yeah.
He
took the old Pizza Hut and turned it into something else.
Exactly. It could be a bad Bed Bath & Beyond at the end of the week. You don't know.
That's right.
That man's journey in life.
It's fascinating.
Pretty crazy.
Isn't it? And like when I think about that Al Davis press conference too often. Because I feel like that was one of those points where you also just really unfortunately saw aging Al Davis in a way that was,
you're right,
was horrifying.
Think about the moments and what it says about the coaching business. That Al Davis press conference, being fired on the tarmac by Pat Hayden, right? I mean, it's astounding when you think about all the different ways
that
he's impacted the coaching world.
You see him like hit, quote, rock bottom, Lane Kiffin, when he went to Florida Atlantic.
And then had like back-to-back 11-win years and was... Everyone knows that Lane's a genius. Like, he is. He, offensively, the man is a genius.
And truthfully, people are flawed. You know, like,
for
I'm not making excuses. I'm just acknowledging the concept.
I think he was really young, too. I think that he was privileged and young and had been around football for forever and kind of felt like it was his time. And now I think he has grown into the coach that everyone wanted him to be.
I think that's true. And really, when you think about the tactical history of football, he is the son of the father of the Tampa 2 defense in Monty Kiffin. So this is a kid who grows up thinking about how to beat his father's defense. I guess, like, psychologically, I want to know that background.
That tracks, because that's what he's able to do.
That's one of the things he's able to do. So think about his impact. And now you look at him. Yeah, it's an interesting emblem for humans and coaching evolution.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, and also, I think it's an understanding that we should extend to many others, you know, and I say that meaning many. Like, obviously there are consequences to people's behaviors, their records, whatever else. But one of the things I thought that Nick really separated Nick Saban into truly being the greatest of all time was not just that he had an effect on his players. He had a positive effect on anybody who coached around him.
The Nick Saban car wash.
Bingo.
Where if you were someone who had talent, you would end up working for him.
And you would rehabilitate your career.
And then you get a head coaching job.
Sarkisian among them.
Sarkisian, Mike Loxley, Lane Kiffin. Like, there's a list of guys.
To your point, Layla, about like affording people the recognition of their flawed humanity, I think our conversations about Michael Jordan when we play back that stuff have been really interesting to me because the volume of texters and Twitchers and such who like fully are comfortable admitting he's a psychotic individual, like genius, brilliant competitor. But when you hear him bemoan the state of load management because of the chip on the shoulder, among other things, you're like, well, let's admit that he is psychotic.
Well, and he kind of indicated the persona he had to get into whenever he had that moment in The Last Dance. He talked about that, like trying to make amends with the person he had to be at times to get to the level he wanted to be to compete.
Yeah, and it's like the stuff that made him great also makes him problematic. And maybe he's got a little bit more of an understanding of that now than he did.
I don't think so. I mean, just listening to him, I don't feel like that's the case.
I mean, there's also...
Because what do you want to hear? Do you want to hear the confidence and arrogance of a guy who doesn't see that? Is that what you want to hear when you're watching him, or do you want to hear the reflective honesty?
Can you not have both? Because you can stay confident, but also understand I had a couple of hiccups and here's what I learned from it. I think you can still do both.
People romanticize the past. Everybody. And they will tell a version of it that is inherently biased because you're not in it currently. And then, you know, they also love a good back in my day story. And yeah, I mean, that's it. There's a grain of salt to take with all of it.
Yeah, there was a little bit of...
And people change too.
Yeah, a little bit of listening to Michael talk about load management. And I was like, am I listening to Goose Gossage talk about how pitchers used to go longer? You know what I mean? It's like there's a little of that going on, but it hits differently because of the source.
I don't know if it hits differently.
Hits me differently.
It's just that we don't hear from him, but everything that we do... What we're learning inside of the 3-minute snippets that NBC is going to give us for the rest of the basketball season from the one interview, we all knew because we all either lived it or relived it through watching The Last Dance.
And the Hall of Fame speech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that stuff is already out there.
You think it was one stop? I figured they'd go back midseason and get a second stop out of them.
Maybe they'll do that, Marshall, but it's clear that they went over there and they were like, hey, talk about load management.
At the beginning of the first interview that they did, I was like, oh, I see what this is. But then I was like, they got to come back at some point because things are going to change with some things.
It's a good game to play. What else are we going to see? You're talking about maybe an updated Volume 2.
Maybe when we get to the playoffs.
I'm wondering this.
Maybe.
It's an 82-game season.
Did they also do, in addition to this, did they do an hour on a court somewhere?
Did they tease? Did they?
You know what I mean? He said there's no basketball court here. Did you see any basketball courts here?
No, but did they go somewhere and do 30 minutes?
Oh, no, I got the feeling that was it for now. That was the one setting. We're going to be here for a couple hours doing what we do. But my question is, I didn't see it live. Did they tease what's next week?
I didn't see it either, so I can't speak to it. So I don't know if they teased that first one,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, they teased the load management. That's how I knew it was going to be load management the second week. So
I don't think they did tease it next week.
But if you want to guess like what other topic is going to be discussed, that's a good conversation to have. Like, what do you want to hear Michael talk about?
Yeah,
what does it mean to be a GOAT? We'll talk with Michael Jordan about that next week.
Oh, is that what it is?
I don't know. Oh, I'm just guessing.
That sounds like...
That's something that you would do.
You looked like you were reading something.
Yes. Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday. But... We were going to guess some. Gambling habits? We're going to do some of that with Michael?
I think they probably cut
away.
That part.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Far away.
Whether
from
or
the
not
gambling.
1998 should have been the last year of the title.
Sure.
Run.
Parenting? Maybe something like that?
I don't think they're doing that one.
I don't know. Cigar cutters? The finest cigar cutters and which ones to avoid?
I think he'd probably be... He'd probably give you 30 minutes on that.
Yeah. Was it a cigar cutter? He said he was cutting an apple in bed when he cut the finger.
Right.
Right?
But it was
I think it was a cigar cutter.
Right.
Shouldn't he? I assume they're going to talk to him about his NASCAR team, you know, 2311.
Does NBC still have NASCAR?
Partly. It's not the same deal.
Maybe like what to do after retirement? Like as far as other ventures, because you know the NASCAR would fit under that umbrella.
Yeah, but they want to keep him relevant, you know.
He's relevant by being Michael Jordan.
I think they want to keep him in basketball.
When was the last time we talked about Michael Jordan back-to-back weeks like this?
Yeah, that's been a long time.
Yeah.
Here he is. He's part of our media diet.
I mean, I'm happy to do it anytime.
I mean, it was the last dance because you know they revealed part. How many parts is it? The last
10.
Yeah, it was two at a time, right?
Yeah, so the simplest question via text, does he ever leave his chair? Does Michael ever get out of the chair?
Do we ever see footage of Michael Jordan out of his chair?
Another drink.
Looks like a very comfortable chair, by the way.
He doesn't get his own drinks. There's no way.
I mean, after the Utah thing, he probably does.
Oh, yeah, maybe he does. Right, like he gets and walks over to the fireplace, pokes a log or something, and sits back down. I don't know.
Is this guy Chad serious?
What's going on?
He's literally out there walking around in a Jayden Daniels.
Yeah.
Jersey.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We saw that earlier.
He's too much. He's too much content now.
He's too much Chad.
He's got to turn down the Chad knob.
They're 3-5, sir.
They don't play tonight, do they?
No, they don't play tonight.
That's why I got confused when I saw him. I was like, oh, do they play tonight?
Where's your Lamar jersey? Since he owns both the teams and the Beltway, is that what they call it? The Beltway.
They're 3-5, sir. The DMV. Oh, I guess that doesn't stretch to Baltimore. But yeah, they're 3-5.
Yeah.
No, but M is Maryland.
Yeah, but I don't think Baltimore would not want to be lumped into the DMV. It's its own thing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I drove down there occasionally from Philly, and I was just amazed at that bridge, and now that bridge is gone.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Tragically.
What are you doing down there?
We have friends who live there.
Oh, I was like, that's like... 2.5?
Yeah.
More than that. It was now, like 3 for us.
Now we know who was really in charge down there. It wasn't Omar. It was Layla Rahimi. We got friends down there. That's
we
right.
We did. I had friends who worked at NBC DC.
Like, she's got friends down there. I can't think of anybody. Well, that's
producer,
that's false.
Caesar,
that's false.
Like Julia. Yeah, there's a bunch of people.
Yeah, there's some people. I usually went up to New York, not down to
be more.
And they were in Bethesda, which counted as DMV because I was right outside DC.
Yeah. That's back when Comcast Sportsnet was one big happy family.
Yeah, times have changed.
The golden era of sports regional television, from what they tell me, is not. It is peaked and it's on the backside.
And Marshall and I are here.
Yeah, you are.
You're in a better place.
And we're back to where we are. Lawrence being retired and television chasing him around the living room.
What am I going to do with all the solid color dresses?
You can wear them here.
Wear them here.
No.
Go ahead.
No. You know what? The nice thing about pants is you can move around and stuff.
Think about all the functions that people ask you to come speak at.
Yeah.
See?
No, there's definitely still.
You're the queen of the Chamber of Commerce, for God's sakes.
I am going to one of their parties tonight.
See?
Oh.
Big rugby match.
Oh, I saw that. I got two suits down the street at the AB. I took them in today because I don't want to be carrying these around.
So just leave them in there.
I just leave them
just
in
there. Just rotate. That's a good move.
I think it's a better move.
I didn't want to deal with them tomorrow. I was like,
I should just leave one of my jackets at Fox where I do it once or twice.
Now that I think about it, I have no idea what happened to our old building, but I'm certain that I left two suits there.
Okay. What? Can I tell you a funny story? So it was like a scene out of Back to the Future 3. So we got laid off in August 2020 because of the pandemic. And there was a time where the NBC Sports studio was being renovated. It coincided with that time. So we didn't do a lot of shows there. We were going everywhere. We were at the NBC Tower sometimes. We were at West End, which is now Renali's. We were at the United Center. We were going everywhere to do these shows. And the makeup artists would be with us. We had makeup artists, which was awesome. And you have to have a certain amount of makeup that you carry to do everybody's makeup, like guests, whatever. You have to have a certain amount of like foundation shades, you know, to match people's skin tones, whatever. So it's a pretty significant amount.
It's like Merce Cartwheel.
It was in a big bag. And so when I started back at NBC in November of 2021, the wonderful security woman there, Sabra says, "You left this." And I'm like, "What?" And lo and behold, it was the bag of makeup that I had heard about from one of our makeup artists that was accidentally left at the tower from the year and a half prior.
Hey, oh man. That's like finding gold.
I gave it to my bosses, obviously, because it wasn't mine, but I was just laughing because I was like, why do I feel like I'm getting a telegram from Back to the Future right now?
A little time
like I seriously felt like it was Back to the Future 3.
I do wonder what it was in that spot though. You know? Maybe I'll go over there. See if I can go get my suits.
Yeah, they might still be there.
I don't think you can get in.
I know a guy.
Fair enough.
Yeah. You know several guys.
I know a couple guys. Here's what we got going on today's show. We are going to spend some time talking about Caleb Williams. We are also going to talk about the Bears because 2 months left, right, Speaks, to move some dirt around.
2 months on the stadium front to move some dirt around. Our friend Paris Schutz from TV will walk across the street from Fox and talk to us about the Bears' latest play, their payoff play. What the hell?
Should have been
man.
Doing this earlier. Mark Brody joins us at 4 o'clock. Categories is at 4:25. Tanny's going to host categories today.
Damn right he is.
Against his will.
We got to talk about the Bulls being fun and good and Matas Buzelis maybe developing some star power nationally a little bit.
And Coach Wanstead joins us at 5. But when we return, this is a big week for Caleb. We will discuss why next after Tanny's open here on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.